Card members, just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
We've just pulled Scott Unash and Mark Dukes from the KGYM studios. There could be some big trade news coming from Grand Island, Nebraska.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Hugh Darvish looking for number six and the second perfect game. Gonzalez up the middle, base hit! First ball swinging, Marwin Gonzalez right back through the wickets. And the no-hitter and perfect game are gone.
And now so is Yu Darvish. Welcome in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann on the other side of the glass. Your phone calls and texts today, 319-366-1600. The Major League Baseball trade deadline is in the rearview mirror, and buy your tickets for that Dodgers-Yankees World Series right now. At least that's what the folks at the television networks are hoping. They've got their fingers crossed, and boy, it's hard to argue with the Dodgers not winning the trade deadline. Of course, there is no trophy for that, but the moves that the Dodgers made today, three of them to be exact, making the best team in baseball even better at this point. Great program lined up for you today. We're going to be talking a little Chicago Cubs baseball with Jesse Rogers from ESPN.com in Chicago at 6 o'clock tonight. Of course, the Cubs made waves last night with the announcement that they had acquired a reliever and a catcher, the two pieces that many people thought that they needed to position themselves for another World Series run. And you know what? It may still happen after all, because baseball is a funny game. I wanted to throw in that Yu Darvish clip at the beginning of the program, not just to remind everybody that he was a hell of a pitcher, but just to give BJ and Marion something to smile about, because it was the Astros involved in that clip and Marwin Gonzalez breaking up the no-hitter in perfect game several years ago. And BJ and Marion's not too happy on Twitter right now. I've been following along with him. The Astros, they didn't really do much of anything today outside of acquiring Francisco Liriano, and he's reportedly going to work out of the bullpen. I'm not going to apologize to anybody for talking baseball today, because it's one of those days where baseball is heavy in the news. However, there's a little bit of college basketball to discuss, and we'll do so coming up at the bottom of the hour, because the Iowa Hawkeyes know their Big Ten schedule this year. And you know what? For a team that was 19-15 last year, on the cusp of going to the NCAA tournament and finished with a winning record in the Big Ten, I don't think if you locked Fran McCaffrey alone in a room and told him to draw up his own schedule, if he could have done a better job or not. So we'll get to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Alex, I welcome you in. I'll throw out the poll question, and we'll see where the show takes us today. Today's poll question at KGYMradio.com. We had to add the Nationals here toward the end, because they went out and acquired Brandon Kinsler from the Minnesota Twins. So I made a couple trades to improve their bullpen. But today's poll question, which team did the most to improve its World Series chances through trades? Yes, the Dodgers are on there, by the way. I don't want to be accused of media bias. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. Find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. It's still possible that you can get trades done over the next month. It's just a lot more difficult. There's more hoops to jump through. You've got to put players through waivers, and it's a little bit tougher to deal some of those big names. But the Dodgers today making a statement with acquiring not only native Iowan Tony Watson and Tony Cingrani, a couple left-handers for their bullpen, but arguably the best right-handed pitcher that was available on the trade market. You could say Sonny Gray. He goes to the Yankees in a deal that could prove to be a win-win for both teams. Boy, the Athletics and Billy Beane are taking a major risk with that deal, because two of the three guys coming back are long-term disabled list stints currently underway. One of them has yet to get out of A ball, but James Kuprelian, a terrific pitcher, and that's the kind of deal that the A's need to make if you're Billy Beane. So, and your Cardinals didn't do anything. They hung on to Lance Lynn.
I want to get to that, and not just the Cardinals, but I look at a lot of these teams, and I couldn't help but draw a little bit of parallel to what we saw at the NBA trade deadline. And in case you missed it, what you saw was a lot of teams at the top going for it, and the teams in the middle really sitting back and not doing much. So I'm talking about the Minnesota Twins. I'm talking about the Milwaukee Brewers, the St. Louis Cardinals, those teams who are technically within striking distance, but not going out and doing anything at the trade deadline because they realize that realistically, they are not really high on the totem pole as it comes towards these races. So I think all of these teams that are on our poll question got really improved their chances heading into the stretch run and into the playoffs. And we'll get to who made the biggest splash. But I saw a lot of teams who are within striking distance in the standings sit back and not do much.
And we're in this area of the baseball world now where I don't want to say they're trending toward the NBA, but it's a little bit more and more difficult for those teams that are in the middle to make moves. And you mentioned the Cardinals. I think they need to tear it down and start a rebuild. I really think that they do. But the Twins, let's take the Minnesota Twins, for example, because we've got them on 107.5 FM, our North Gym frequency, and presumably there are a number of Twins fans listening to the program. I got a little nervous as 3 o'clock rolled around, and I saw that Brandon Kinsler was technically still on their roster, and I didn't see anything. The Kinsler news didn't... I'll use the term move. That's an outdated newspaper term from the wire services. But the Kinsler news didn't move across Twitter until after 3 o'clock. Once people learned that the deal went down, it makes absolutely no sense for a team that's not guaranteed of anything to mortgage its future or to risk some of the parts in the minor league system to try to go for a wild card. Look, as long as the wild card is one game, then it's going to be a tough sell on those teams that are in the middle. And what it does is it really squeezes them, in my opinion, from both sides, because you got a fan base that's looking at the standings going, we're only X number of games out of that second wild card. Well, okay, it's one game. So one of those two teams that gets into the wild card is going to get X'd out immediately, and then the other one is going to have to go on and play one of the better teams in its league to try to advance just to the championship series. So you're really asking a lot if you expect teams to make a huge move. Now, we've seen it in the past, obviously, and the wild card teams have had great success since that expanded under the watch of Bud Selig, who I cannot believe I have to now refer to as a Hall of Famer. So over the weekend, now it was great to see a number of people either turn their back on Bud Selig, walk out, or as several fans of the Montreal Expos who were in attendance for Tim Raines' induction did, heckle him mercilessly for moving the Expos or allowing the sale of the Expos and their move to Washington. But Bud Selig rants aside, and it's a 3-hour program. We've still got 2 hours and 45 minutes to go. We could very well get onto a Bud Selig rant here. But the wild card really, I think, puts teams in a no-win situation on this day in particular, because you can make moves to try to better yourself to maybe get a wild card, or you can tear down and essentially tell your fans that there's nothing to keep them invested over the course of the remainder of the season. That's tough. So, yeah, I agree with you. You've got the top-heavy teams, and then there's a little bit of activity from teams that are sort of there hanging out near the top, and then it's just a whole lot of inactivity and a whole lot of nothing at the bottom.
Do you think teams are learning or kind of using the Pittsburgh Pirates a couple years ago as somewhat of a cautionary story? You brought up the wild card, and that was a team who went for it, and under the previous playoff rules, they would have been the wild card team 2 years in a row, but they lost in that wild card game 2 years in a row, and now it seems that their window is closing.
Yeah, I think it's a tough sell for the Pirates fans, and when you look back and you say, what'd we get out of that? Well, we got
nothing.
We got 2 days in the postseason because technically here, hey, they've got the gear. They printed up the T-shirts. They sold the T-shirts and the hats with the emblems and everything on it, but they didn't get anything out of it. And that's nobody's fault. The Pirates very well could have won either one of those games, and then who knows what happens after that. But baseball, I saw a bunch of people on Twitter comparing teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees to the Golden State Warriors. And then I saw some very intelligent people on Twitter saying there are no Warriors in baseball.
No.
Because baseball is highly unpredictable. And I'm watching, you know, I watched the Cubs and the Brewers this weekend, and I'm seeing the offense sort of go into a funk here and there, and Javier Baez spent a little bit of time riding the pine, as did Kyle Schwarber over the weekend. And I'm thinking, I don't care how good the roster looks in a series that could be as short as 3 or 4 games. You have 3 days in a row, 4 days in a row where you don't hit the ball, you're done, you're out. And I don't care how good your roster looks. So stop with the Golden State comparisons. The Dodgers right now look absolutely unbeatable. The Dodgers, and I think a couple weeks ago they were 20-1 to win the World Series, and now after today, they're going to be the odds-on favorite. But baseball has a really funny way of reminding you that it is a wicked game. Wicked in a good sense.
It really does. I look at baseball every year in September, late August, and I expect to see a couple of pennant races coming down to the wire. I expect to see a wild card race. I expect to see a division race coming down to the wire. And I look at the standings now, and both central divisions are relatively close. And I think the AL Central could end up being the closest race, but I know you're a Cubs fan and you don't want to jinx anything, but did this NL Central race just become completely uninteresting? I look at it on paper and it looks like it just became a one-team race.
In theory, because the Brewers really didn't do much of anything. Now, they did go and get Jeremy Jeffries back from the Rangers, and I'll tell you what, I don't think I've ever met a Texas Rangers fan in my life, at least not in this area. And if I did, I apologize for forgetting that fact. But last year, they traded two of their top prospects to the Milwaukee Brewers for Jonathan Lucroy and Jeremy Jeffries. And Lucroy, remember, vetoed the trade to the Indians because he wanted to play on a winner. Goes, Texas is terrible. Lucroy gets dealt to the Colorado Rockies over the weekend. Jeffries is back in Milwaukee with the Brewers, and Texas doesn't get very much in return for either one of those guys. If I'm a Rangers fan, I'm looking at what John Daniels is doing down there, and I'm scratching my head and going, I don't think this is working. This is not how things are supposed to go here. Now, you take a look at the text line, and we'll get to that in just a second, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Cardinals fan chiming in 1541, I'm disappointed they didn't trade to build for the future. When Tony Pham is your best player, you have issues. That's complete disrespect for Jed Jerko, isn't it?
No, Tommy Pham.
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
I agree. The problem with the Cardinals right now is they're one of those teams in the middle that they really don't have any chips that I think a lot of teams coveted, and Lance Lynn was the one that...
And you can still move him on waivers.
You can. What are you going to get in return for...
Couple of minor leaguers.
Randall Grichuk. Well, what are you going to get in return for Lance Lynn? And I'm not surprised, although it's another strike against John Mozeliak with the fans, and I'm just wondering when that revolt starts to happen. I think going into this winter, this is going to be a make or break winter for the current Cardinals regime.
8650 on the text line says, it sounds like you're trying to give Cub fans hopes. I have no idea how the last 2 weeks make fans think the Cubs are back. Have you watched them? I don't know whether you're a Cub fan or not. B, I clearly know that you haven't watched them over the last 2 weeks. Because, what are they, 13-3 after the All-Star break?
They are.
And they just added a really good left-handed reliever who was closing games for the Tigers and the backup catcher that they were coveting, which were the two holes on their roster.
Not to mention a starter at the trade or at the All-Star break.
Yes, thank you very much. I don't want to gloss over that. This team is playing really well right now. And they went from being dead at the All-Star break to now having a 2.5-game advantage in the National League standings when the Brewers and the Cardinals didn't do anything. Now, I'm not sitting here saying they're going back to the World Series because we haven't had a repeat series champion since, what, the Yankees in 99 and 2000, right? I mean, it is difficult to repeat as a World Series champion. But you got to watch them because they are playing very good baseball right now. Now, it comes and goes, and that's why I think 2007, 2008 type get into the postseason and watch them get swept by somebody because people forget last year against the Dodgers, they had a couple games where they didn't hit the baseball and it looked like, okay, clock's about to strike midnight for Cinderella, and then the offense came back with an explosion and they wind up going on to win the World Series, but that's just a reminder of how unpredictable the game of baseball is. Now, look, you know, Yu Darvish could blow out his arm the next time he starts for the Dodgers. I mean, there's no guarantee, but when you look at the way that that team was built, the way that they're playing right now, and then you look what they added today, you go, man, I'm starting to buy tickets right now if I'm a Dodgers fan.
And to that texture as well. It's about how the Cubs are playing. They're playing very well. But it's also about the rest of the division. The Milwaukee Brewers are heading in a direction that is they are in a tailspin. And the St. Louis Cardinals are playing 500 baseball. The Pittsburgh Pirates had a little bit of a surge, but they're kind of falling back as well. So there's just not that much left in the division. And the Cubs, who were the most talented team on paper before all those trades, they went out and they made some moves. And they're playing well, so you add 2 + 2 and you get 4, and you say that this division looks pretty uninteresting at this point. And that's coming from a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Ryan on the text line, really quick, because I know we've got to step aside. Kyle wants to get in here and give us a big board update, but Ryan wants to know a little bit about the guys that the A's picked up from the Yankees and whether or not I think it's a good trade. I think it's a great trade for New York. Sonny Gray's under control for two more seasons. And for the A's, if you're Billy Beane, that's the type of deal that you need to make because you may have just gotten back 3 Sonny Grays. Now, the odds are you didn't. But we're talking preseason number 4, 5, and 10 on the Yankees' top 10 prospect list. Number 6 was Aaron Judge. That doesn't mean anything because clearly Judge is having a tremendous season. But James Caprellian is the right-handed pitcher who, since he was drafted a couple years ago, has been compared to Matt Harvey of the Mets. And unfortunately, those comparisons are a little too close to home because he's on the shelf recovering from Tommy John surgery right now. Jorge Mateo is an infielder that is bouncing back, but he was the highest rated among the prospects. And then Dustin Fowler is the kid that they called up this year who moonlight grammed in his first game at Guaranteed Rate Field, where he runs into the wall, blows his knee out, and doesn't get an at-bat. But he was the number 10 prospect for the Yankees coming into the season. So if you're Billy Beane, that's the type of move you need to make if you're the A's. You've got this piece in Sonny Gray, and you try to get 3 high-ceiling but very high-risk players back in return. Those guys are not safe bets, but if even one of them cashes in, then the deal's at least a wash. If 2 of them cash in, you probably win it long term. And if all 3 of them hit, then you can trade him in 2 or 3 years and start the whole thing over. I don't want to make fun of the A's. I really don't. 425. We'll take a break. Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Big, big baseball news today, not only for the Colonels, but the Iowa baseball program as well. And the Iowa men's basketball Big Ten schedule is out. We'll break it down for you coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 1600 AM, our historic main gym.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Welcome back in. It's 427 on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, and coincidentally, it's 427 everywhere in the central time zone. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann, coming to you from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. John Mozeliak, the general manager, I should say now president, of the St. Louis Cardinals, has said that they are going to use the next 2 months to evaluate what they would like to do in 2018, and he's not ruling out making any deals in the month of August. So, Lance Lynn, it's never public when players get put on waivers, but I think Lance Lynn can probably read between the lines there. He's going to get put on waivers. They'll see if they can work a deal out with somebody. We got to work a deal out with Kyle. He needs to get in here and get these Midwest One Bank Big Board updates out of the way. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team saw its Big Ten schedule released today and has to be pretty pleased with its draw. The Hawkeyes will play home and aways with Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. Will host Michigan State, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Purdue once at home, and will travel for one meeting each with Illinois, Maryland, Nebraska, and Rutgers. The Iowa baseball team lost last night in its opening game of the National Baseball Congress World Series against the Wellington Heat, 7-3. Red-hot Robert Nystrom put the Hawkeyes up 1-0 in the first, but the Hawkeyes gave up 7 runs in the first 4 innings and were never able to recover. They'll play again tomorrow against a team to be determined. Former Hawkeye Jared Uthoff was waived by the Houston Rockets over the weekend. His contract would have guaranteed him $200,000 if he was on the roster as of yesterday. After being named first-team MVC last week, UNI linebacker Jared Farley was named a second-team Stats FCS preseason All-American. Head coach Mark Farley's son is heading into his senior season. The Colonels released infielder Andre Jernigan on Saturday to offset the addition of outfielder Jimmy Kerrigan, which held their roster steady at 23, and then on Sunday received a pair of lefties, Charlie Barnes and Brian Sammons, from Elizabethton to fill out the 25. Barnes is going to be on the hill tonight as the Colonels take on the Clinton Lumber Kings at 6:35. The Iowa State baseball tournament wrapped up over this weekend, and your champions throughout all classes are Newman in Class 1A, Dyersville Beckman in 2A, Assumption in 3A, and Johnston, your champion in 4A.
Oh, Johnston. They let a non-Catholic team win a state title? Wow. Shame on them for breaking up the sweep. That'll get the text line going. 319-366-1600. Colonel's Clark Beaker named Midwest League Pitcher of the Week today as well, and some more Iowa baseball news to come. Speaking of Iowa sports, we'll break down that men's basketball schedule next.
We're going to head to a bottom of the hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Linder Tire Service. Well, we put service first.
Get ready for summer travel with a free tire pressure and tread check, plus $10 off alignments from Linder Tire. Linder Tire has been keeping family road trips safe for over 80 years. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. LinderTire.com. Like them on Facebook for coupons and deals.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, the Dodgers busy on Major League Baseball's trade deadline day. Los Angeles acquiring pitcher Yu Darvish from the Rangers for three prospects. Also getting left-hander Tony Watson from the Pirates for two prospects, pending a medical review, and acquired lefty Tony Cingrani from the Reds. Yankees bolstered their rotation, acquired A's ace Sonny Gray for a trio of prospects. Nationals acquired Twins closer Brandon Kinsler for a pitching prospect. Indians got pitcher Joe Smith from the Blue Jays for two prospects. Toronto sent pitcher Francisco Liriano to the Astros for outfielder Nori Aoki and a prospect. Rangers traded hard-throwing reliever Jeremy Jeffress to the Brewers for a pitching prospect. Red Sox acquired pitcher Addison Russell from the Mets for three prospects. Two deals for the Diamondbacks, acquired reliever David Hernandez from the Angels, according to ESPN's Buster Olney. Also acquired A's infielder Adam Rosales. Arizona utility man Chris Owings had surgery on a fractured finger. He's expected to miss 8 weeks. Houston place pitcher Lance McCullers on the DL with back discomfort. He previously missed 2 weeks with back discomfort. His ERA is over 9 his last four starts.
Get your large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99. Call now to carry out or order online for delivery. Oven hot pizza, fast every time, because no one out-pizzas the hut.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
O'Reilly.
Keep your windows clean and see clearer with Gunk Glass Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy one bottle of Gunk Glass Cleaner and get one free. Gunk's high-performance ingredients clean glass and hard surfaces without leaving a film or residue. Gunk Glass Cleaner, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guys, step up your routine with an incredible game-changing shave from Dollar Shave Club. They help you look and feel your best. Plus, with Father's Day right around the corner, there's no better gift than a membership to Dollar Shave Club. And for a limited time, new members can get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of Dr. Carver's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month, and you can only get this offer at dollarshaveclub.com/jones. That's dollarshaveclub.com/jones.
4:35 and welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann with you until 7 o'clock tonight, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and on 1600 AMR Historic Main Gym all across eastern Iowa. We'll be talking Cubs baseball with Jesse Rogers from ESPN.com in Chicago at 6:05 tonight. Cubs making a couple nice acquisitions over the weekend, courtesy of the Detroit Tigers. Of course, it cost them Jamar Candelario and Isaac Paredes, who's a long way from the major leagues and probably the better prospect of the two players. But this is a good move, guys. If you are upset about losing Jamar Candelario, I can't help you. I really can't. You need to maybe go see a priest or something, or get
were there people greater out there counseling. That were?
You could, the reaction was just crazy. Well,
really?
I mean, not completely crazy, but there were people that were upset that the farm system's completely gutted now. Well, they won a World Series last year. Who cares? I've seen Jamar Candelario play in person. They actually, at one point in time, had to send him back to the Midwest League because he was struggling so much in high A, and he since has turned his career around a little bit, but he's a player. He's not the next Chris Bryant. Oh, and by the way, Chris Bryant is blocking him in the major leagues. You get all these people and they get so attached to prospects, and you don't look and go, well, like Dan Vogelbach a couple years ago. Okay. Overweight, designated hitter's body in a National
fielder.
League. Exactly. Oh, and by the way, he plays first base, where the Cubs have Anthony Rizzo. And then they trade him to the Mariners for Mike Montgomery last year, and people were upset about that. Mike Montgomery has been maybe one of the best acquisitions that front office has made, and I know that's a little bit of hyperbole, but if you want to talk about the most underrated piece of that 25-man roster, I don't think people give Mike Montgomery the credit that he deserves.
This very topic we chatted about when you were gone a couple weeks ago, Todd.
And you can chat about it again tomorrow when I'm gone, too.
But I remember probably 3 or 4 years ago, this was right at the beginning of the Cubs. Well, this is right when the Cubs started to get good. I was chatting with actually Morgan Hawk, the play-by-play announcer for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And he was talking about Dan Vogelbach. And he said, it's amazing to me how attached people get to prospects without ever seeing them play. And he's like, I go on these message boards, and or maybe not message boards, but I see people saying, well, Dan Vogelbach is going to be the guy that replaces Anthony Rizzo at first base. And this is obviously before Anthony Rizzo really blew up. But still. And he was saying, he's like, I've seen that guy play. He will not replace Anthony Rizzo at first base. That's not going to happen. So he's like, you hear all these people get so attached to these prospects, and then you see them play, and it doesn't exactly match up to what you hear people talking about.
I've got, every year Baseball America comes out with a top prospect handbook, and it's the top 30 prospects in every organization. And I have every year's book dating back to 2005 when I was working at the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And occasionally, just for fun, they're in order on my bookshelf. I will grab a book from, say, 7 years ago, and I'll pull it off, and I'll take a look at it. And I'll see, okay, what did the top 10 look like? Where were some of the other guys in the 20 through 30 range? And it's absolutely incredible how meaningless some of those rankings are. I think at one point in time, and I'll get crucified for being wrong about this, but I think Mookie Betts was like the number 30 prospect in the Red Sox organization because there were some questions about how good he was. And look, he's one of the best players in baseball now. And I saw this stat over the weekend, and I wish that I had written it down or favorited it, bookmarked it, whatever, so that I could do a little bit more research on it, but it seems about right to me. But for every 5 prospects that are involved in a trade, one of them will be a serviceable major leaguer, either an all-star or an everyday player. Some guys are going to be role players. Some guys are never going to get there. But 1 in 5. Here's what it is. It's the fact that those players that are in the minor leagues haven't let you down yet. Exactly. And I completely understand it. And that's why we go through this. Look, with football and basketball recruiting, people lose their minds over these 17, 18-year-old kids, and they're all going to be the next big thing until they're not. And then they get to campus, and they don't put on enough weight, or they don't put in enough work in the weight room, or they don't hit the books, or they get in trouble with the law, and they're gone. And then people are like, well, yeah, he wasn't very good anyway. Until that happens, everybody's the next Chuck Long. Everybody's the next Tim Dwight. And it's just the way that it is. And, you know, it's no different than getting into a relationship where you judge somebody primarily based on their looks because that's all you know about them. And then after a couple dates, you realize, this ain't going anywhere. And I need to find the exit as quickly as possible. And that's the way that I, so I understand why people are in love with some of these prospects. And trust me, Jose Quintana is going to be good and he's going to be serviceable for the Cubs over the next 3 years. And he's going to be really cheap and he's going to allow them the ability to, I think, make some moves with the pocketbook. But I think Eloy Jimenez is the real deal. Now, I was never completely sold on Gleyber Torres because he was a long way off from the major leagues when I saw him play. And now he's losing at least half a year of his development coming back from surgery in the Yankees organization. But Eloy Jimenez, there's always the ones, and that's another aspect of this. People always focus on the ones that get away, that actually do pan out, and they never really remember all of the guys that didn't pan out. So if Eloy Jimenez goes on to be a big star, and it's going to be magnified by the fact that it's most likely going to be taking place on the south red line stop rather than on the north red line stop, but that's going to factor into this a little bit. If Jimenez goes on to be a big star, then there's going to be hand-wringing over that deal for the next 10, 15 years. However, if the Cubs win a World Series again between now and 2022, you got to look and say it's worth it. I just don't understand how we've got from the point of, and I say we, I'm talking about Cubs fans here, and I don't necessarily want to make this Cubs specific, and there's probably some people that are like, you said you were going to talk basketball, and here we are talking baseball. I don't understand how we get from 108 years, haven't won a World Series, oh my God, I would give my firstborn son and my left testicle to win the World Series, and then they win the World Series, and 9 months later, people are complaining about we don't have any prospects. We don't have any prospects. Well, it's not like the current roster is filled with guys who are John Lackey's age. Lackey is the exception to the rule. The current roster is filled with young guys who presumably are going to be there for a number of years. So you know what you need prospects for at that point? Depth. And okay, so you don't have any prospects. Go out and spend a little money, and the Cubs are going to be able to do that.
I want to go back to that point that you just made about
everyone. I've never made a good point in my life.
Everyone remembers the when the trades, when the prospects work out over the proven player. Why don't more people remember the deals where that didn't work out? Like Brett Wallace going to the A's for Matt Holliday, or Matt LaPorta going to the Indians for CC Sabathia. Yeah. Jared Saltalamacchia getting traded for Mark Teixeira. Why does nobody remember those trades?
Because no one remembers Brett Wallace. And that's a great example because he played in the Midwest League as a first-round draft pick in Quad Cities when they were a Cardinals affiliate and was a college guy out of Arizona State, if I remember right, and just Correct. Had that look of, this guy looks like he could roll out of bed in the morning and hit 330. And you're looking at him going, okay, maybe he's got a little bit of a designated hitter's body, but the Cardinals can figure that out. If the kid can hit, they'll deal him somewhere or figure out, stick him at a corner. And then he gets traded, I think, to the A's, right?
Yes.
Originally. And then the A's turned around and dealt him someplace else.
To the Astros.
And so you get this tag on a guy where multiple organizations love him because, hey, man, this guy looks like a top prospect. And then eventually you realize there's a term called the 4A player. You're better than the AAA level, but when you get up to the major leagues, you can't hack it. You are in between, you are in purgatory, and unfortunately there is no 4A level. And he wound up being the ultimate 4A player. I'm sure he's still kicking around somewhere. Matt LaPorta, another great example. And that looked terrible because CC Sabathia comes to the Brewers for half a season and then bails, and they get nothing out of the deal. They don't wind up winning a World Series with CC Sabathia on the roster. Oh, LaPorta. Well, Michael Brantley was involved in that deal too, and he wasn't the big name. And he's gone on to have five times the career. Of course, he can't stay healthy. Mickey is his dad, by the way. That was a slip of the tongue. Played for the Seattle Mariners, pre-Ken Griffey Jr., who I understand was a big hit at Hall of Fame induction. Well, one of these years, I got to get out there. You ever been?
I have never been.
It's on the bucket list. I want to go to an induction weekend sometime.
I want to go to either Canton or Cooperstown, one of the two, or both. But I don't know about making it. At least for the foreseeable future, I will probably have to work.
Who was the Cubs' 4A first baseman? 0261. Maybe misheard me there. We were talking about Brett Wallace.
Yes.
Was never a Cub. But the Cubs have had some. Brian LaHare was an all-star.
Micah Hoffpower?
Micah Hoffpower was going to be... Look, I remember... Just here's a great example of valuing your prospects. My wife and I, for my birthday, I think in 2007, were going to Wrigley Field. It was 07 or 08. We're going to Wrigley Field for my birthday. We're going to see the Cubs play the Padres. Greg Maddux was pitching for San Diego. It was probably the last time that I was going to get a chance to see him in person pitching.
Aesop Choi, sorry.
And no, not Aesop Choi, but close.
Thank you, 75-46.
We're listening to the score on the drive-in, and all of a sudden the news breaks. The Cubs are calling up Felix P.A. from AAA Iowa, and Felix P.A. is going to make his Major League debut. And, oh, man, here it is. Corey Patterson fizzled out, but Felix P.A. is riding in to save the day. And I remember thinking, hold on to your ticket stubs. Man, I'm going to have a ticket stub from Felix P.A.'s Major League debut. Do you even remember Felix P.A.? 319-366-1600. Well, yeah, he's the guy who spelled his last name like pie. It turned out he wasn't very good. Although Gary Scott, all those third base every organization has him. I can tell you the Cubs off the top of my head because I'm more well-versed in it, but... The bottom line is, don't get too attached to all of these prospects, because for every Chris Bryant, and I'll go ahead and say this, there's a Kyle Schwarber or a Javier Baez or an Addison Russell. We don't know. I mean, the jury's still out on all three of those guys. Chances are that, I mean, they're going to be good major league players over the long haul, but I remember in 1989, In 1989 probably sealed it for me as far as being a Cubs fan goes, because I was 9 years old, and that team was fun to watch. And they had the number one and number two rookies of the year in the National League, Jerome Walton and Dwight Smith. And that's my point. Jerome Walton and Dwight Smith, maybe combined, moving forward, had two or three decent years between them. And those guys were number one. And I remember thinking, oh, man, this is great. We got Maddux. Maddux is going to be here forever. Oh, he's easily replaceable. We'll bring three guys in to replace Maddux. Jose Guzman. And Greg Hibbard was brought into the bullpen that offseason. Anyway, I digress. It's not that easy to replace a guy like Greg Maddux.
I remember in 2009, I was at the All-Star game, and they had the Futures game, and I went to batting practice, and of course, it's ridiculous to judge people off of batting practice, but I'm watching three guys right in a row, and The first one was Chris Carter, the former Houston Astro. I'm like, man,
former
guy,
just about everybody
former
at this
just
point.
About, man, this
was
guy
on
looks,
the Yankees this year, and they got rid of him.
This guy looks like a star. I really like the way I really like his swing. I think he's going to be a star. Second guy coming to the plate, it would have been Josh Vitters. Also, looks pretty good.
Former Cub.
Third guy comes to the plate. Kind of a loopy swing. Don't really like him. I think he's going to strike out a lot. Don't know how good of a major league player he's going to be. At the time, his name was Mike Stanton.
Yeah, he doesn't go by Mike anymore.
No. So,
Giancarlo.
Those guys are so young and so raw, and everybody thinks, okay, well, they're ready. They're ready to step in right now. Bring them up. Because they haven't disappointed you yet until they do, and then you're ready to get rid of them.
Hockey guy, look, we transcend sports here because hockey guy can draw the parallel to his Detroit Red Wings. He said they were great when they were winning cups at those trades and free agent management. Loved Marty LaPointe, but he signed elsewhere and bombed. And that's what it's all about. You got to play for the here and now. And so the Cubs, they were doing that last year when they traded Gleyber Torres for Chapman. And look, if they wouldn't have won the World Series last year and Chapman leaves as a free agent and signs back with the Yankees, then I think fans would have been completely insufferable. But they're only slightly insufferable now. And Torres is on the disabled list in the minor leagues and recovering from surgery. And you got a World Series ring, and so does Steve Bartman.
Yes,
he does. We're going to talk about that at some point today. Bartman got a ring from the Cubs, and people are... well, not necessarily up in arms about it. Some people think it's a great move, and some people aren't necessarily a huge fan of it. You could have got one, too, if you would have entered the raffle while we were at the Cubs game. It's only $10 a pop.
Did you see that Usher's ring? One of the Ushers had a huge Cubs championship ring on.
And the ones that the employees, like the Ushers and everybody get, those are the smaller. I mean, they look close to the ones that the players get, but they don't have all the diamonds, and some of the diamonds are cubic zirconia and stuff like that. But even I'll take the lower level, like the
exactly.
ring that Bartman got today, and he's not getting a Chris Bryant level ring.
Even if you're replacing the diamonds with a little bit of sturdy glass, it still looks good.
And my pal Jesus, who covers the Cardinals for Jesus Ortiz, who covers the Cardinals down there in St. Louis, had a tweet today that Bartman got a ring for doing nothing today, and the St. Louis Cardinals did the same thing, and they don't get a ring.
It's true.
Yeah. He's not making many fans down there.
No,
he's too much of a straight talker. He shoots straight, and that fan base doesn't want anybody to shoot straight with them.
Although he was probably the most popular writer today because he did shoot straight, and fans are starting to get a little bit upset.
Well, they can get upset all they want. We got big news, by the way, coming out of the University of Iowa as far as another donation to the athletics program in the millions of dollars. We'll tell you about that coming up when we return. It's 4:54. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann. Back with more after this.
Dupaco is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers Dupaco Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, DuPaco members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at dupaco.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use DuPaco, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas, and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Playing Name That Cub on the text line. It's kind of fun. 456. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Straight to Kyle Mann for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team saw its Big Ten schedule release today and has to be pretty pleased with its draw. The Hawkeyes will play home and aways with Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. Will host Michigan State, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Purdue once at home, and will travel for one meeting each with Illinois, Maryland, Nebraska, and Rutgers. The Iowa baseball team lost last night in its opening game of the National Baseball Congress World Series against the Wellington Heat, 7-3. They'll play again tomorrow against a team to be determined. Former Hawkeye Jared Uthoff was waived by the Houston Rockets over the weekend. His contract would have become guaranteed for $200,000 if he was on the roster as of yesterday. After being named first-team MVC last week, UNI linebacker Jared Farley was named a second-team Stats FCS preseason All-American. He's the coach's son up there, and he's headed into his senior year. The Colonels released infielder Andre Jernigan on Saturday to offset the addition of outfielder Jimmy Carrigan, which held their roster steady at 23, and then on Sunday received a pair of lefties, Charlie Barnes and Brian Sammons, from Elizabethton to fill out the 25. The Colonels split their games with the Clinton Lumber Kings over the weekend with a win on Saturday and a loss on Sunday, and close out that series tonight at 6:35 with the aforementioned Charlie Barnes on the mound. The Iowa State baseball tournament wrapped up over the weekend, crowning champions in all classes across the state. Newman is your champion in Class 1A, Dyersville Beckman in 2A, Assumption in 3A, and Johnston in 4A.
And Barnes and Sammons are scheduled to piggyback tonight for the Colonels against the Lumber Kings. We'll have hour number two on the way. After this, you're listening to KGYM 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM.
It's the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot, where you can turn a small project into a big improvement. Start with the Moen Darcy 8-inch widespread bath faucet. Simple, elegant style in beautiful spot-resistant brushed nickel. And a new lower price of only $119. Come do something nice for your bath and your budget. Let the savings flow during the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event going on now only at the Home Depot.